Pressure is mounting on the government to review its MIQ booking processes to make it easier for those in exceptional circumstances to come home. Those who have travelled for medical reasons want an assurance they'll get a spot upon return, saying it's not fair they're subject to the same lottery system as everyone else. Emma Hatton reports.
A stem cell transplant is blood cancer patient David Willett's last option. At the weekend, he and his sister, who was his donor, boarded a plane for Singapore to undergo the potentially life-extending procedure. But despite trying for over a month to secure a spot in MIQ to come home via, they've had to head off without knowing when they can return.
It's certainly very stressful, and people with fatal diseases and illnesses are under an enormous amount of stress as it is, without that big question mark of, will I be able to get home?
He's fairly sure he will qualify for an emergency allocation spot. However, the prospects for his sister under the same grounds are less sure. He says something needs to change.
Scope for looking at people with fatal illnesses who are travelling for treatment to have some recognition for them. And I'm sure there are other special groups that would argue that they have very valid grounds to have something better than a lottery system for returning to New Zealand.
The National Party's spokesperson for the pandemic response, Chris Bishop, says people forced overseas for medical reasons need certainty they will have a spot in MIQ on their return.
I think there is capacity in the system to allow that. MIQ is pretty rammed at the moment, but on any ordinary week, there are hundreds of rooms that go vacant on any single day. And of course, we should be using those rooms if we possibly can to allow people in this situation to come back.
Another New Zealander stuck in limbo is Frances. She went to Sydney earlier this year for family reasons, but ended up having to undergo emergency surgery. Her flight home was cancelled amidst the surge of COVID-19 cases, and her request to be on a government-managed flight home was also declined. She feels completely let down.
I've handled a few things in my time, and this is right at the top. This is taking me past the point of being able to cope, really.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, told TVNZ there are changes that could be made.
I think now is the time to go back and look at whether or not we should be notifying of releases. For instance, in July, we did a very large one, 3,500 vouchers all at once went out. So even notifying large releases like that, so that is something the minister is looking at.
350 rooms per fortnight are set aside for those who need to travel urgently, although people can only apply within 14 days of wanting to return and must be willing to leave within 7 days of making an application. An MIQ spokesperson says anyone can make an application, but it should only be as a last resort.